Fairfax County Public Schools are open. And joining us is Jeffrey Plattenberg. He's the assistant superintendent for Fairfax County Public Schools. Good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning, Mike and Jen.
Okay, so the schools are open this morning. Is that a decision that perhaps now the school would be looking back on and thinking maybe it wasn't the right decision?
Well, clearly with the weather we've been having right now and all the backups that you've advertised, you know, and the feedback we've been getting, people are questioning the judgment. It's definitely the worst possible situation that could have occurred, having the weather occur after the time frame that the decision needed to be made this morning. I think both Fairfax, Prince William, and Loudoun all are in a similar situation right now.
Absolutely. I think the question that parents have is that if, you know, at some point between when a decision is made and the continuing storm, someone said, okay, let's at least call a two-hour delay here while we evaluate the circumstances. Couldn't that have been done between that very early in the morning point, which you said we're going to stay open, and later in the morning, which point you may have had a regret about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, Mike, the timing on that couldn't be done. You know, at 3 a.m. we're at the COG call, 3:30 we're also having a call with the county executive in Fairfax County and the all the emergency operation folks. You know, the timing of this storm just really, you know, it was projected to be a dusting up to 2 inches and in some areas supposedly 3 inches. But as your reporter said, regardless of the jurisdiction, the roads aren't what they should be, even after being pre-treated. And the volume of the traffic has really just compounded. Any delay would have just made it even worse. And then, of course, by the time that the decision was made, we hadn't had any weather even starting to begin to fall. I had a number of drivers out on the road that are part of my team that were reporting back through Burke, Annandale, Lorton areas, out in McLean, and then out west towards Herndon. And nothing was really happening by the time that we made our call. We have alerted our parents that the buses are being delayed. Hopefully the storm will pass quickly.
What is the game plan at this point? I'm sure that there are some of the students that are already at the schools. What are you going to do from this point forward?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the weather's supposed to clear out of here. And like I said, hopefully that storm will move out rather quickly and the temperatures will rise a little bit. Your weather forecast has perhaps seen a little bit of sun peek out. Hopefully that will improve. Our high school students are already supposed to be in school, although I've gotten a lot of feedback from students, parents, and faculty alike of their dismay in our decision this morning. You know, then the middle school students and then the elementary students go in and are all in usually at about a little after 9 o'clock this morning. You know, the problem with this forecast is that the timing of it, as I said, was the worst possible situation of when the actual inclement weather was supposed to get here. It was supposed to be a dusting up to an inch, and there's some areas too, and 3 inches out west. And in fact, it came down. It made it difficult to see. The road temperatures were brutal, and the treatment, unfortunately, didn't seem to hold as well as had been in the past.
Maybe I still have football on the brain from what I did over the weekend here, but what about a halftime correction here? If you see that your game plan isn't working in the first half, and the second half you make a change. I guess what I don't understand, and maybe some parents still don't understand, is why it is impossible to at some point later in the morning say, it's a bit too dangerous here. Let us, you know, call a timeout. Let's have a two-hour delay. I know it's going to be an inconvenience to a lot of people, but safety's number one.
Yeah. The question about the calling a timeout or at least doing a review, when you have everything in motion, you've got parents that are already on their way to work, that are already stuck in traffic, are frustrated by the volume that they're stuck behind. They're counting on their students, their children actually to be at, you know, at a bus stop or walking to school. It just throws everything into even more chaos if we go ahead and do that. I know some jurisdictions in Maryland had gone for a two-hour delay and then they closed school. Certainly, you know, somebody looking back at a crystal ball should have said, well, hey, you have more days built in your calendar. Why didn't you take one today? In fact, I've had a lot of parents already give me that kind of feedback. But as I said, you know, it's we certainly apologize for any inconvenience that's happened. But the timing on this was, as I said, the worst possible situation that we could have imagined.
Very good. Jeff Plattenberg there from the Fairfax County Public Schools, which, by the way, are open today.
Got to give him a lot of credit for coming on the air and talking about it. And not a difficult, it is a very difficult thing for him to have to answer to. And I hope everyone appreciates the fact that he was open to coming on the air and talking about it as he did. And I appreciate that as well.